Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure.
Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This episode is brought to you by Workbox, getting ready to make a difference.
Inda, Marmini, welcome to another episode of Podcast and Chill. How are you, ghost lady?
I'm okay. How are you, Mike G?
I'm so frustrated right now, man. I'm so annoyed, actually.
Is it?
Hmm.
Why? What's up now?
No, I woke up in
your
a good
knee
mood.
Is disturbing.
My knee's disturbing you.
It just looks like a lump of meat, and then, What happened?
No, like I woke up in a good mood, was excited for the show, and then like 5 minutes before I started recording, because we were meant to record at 4:30, and then yeah. I had a big fight with my girlfriend, so I'm like, I'm so nar now. She just killed my whole vibe.
What? What did you fight about?
Fuck, man. I don't know, man.
What? You know, I can be so proud. Me and my husband have not any fights throughout this lockdown. Like, I'm like, oh wow.
I am.
We have been on our best behavior. I was like, wow.
Oh man, it's just annoying because she's trying to control every aspect of my life. You get what I'm saying?
For example?
No, like, you know, trying to control what I can and cannot say on the podcast, you know, stuff like that. And the thing is, it's hard to explain to someone who's not an entertainer why I do some of the things that I do. And then when I explain why I do some of the things that I do, and you're so hell-bent on your own beliefs, it's very hard to explain why it is that you do what you do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I get you. Yeah.
Okay, let's...
But
let's
you guys just need to talk.
Talking is not helping. It's not helping at this time.
Yeah, go for counseling then.
Counseling? it's not that deep, yo. Okay, cool. Let's chat to Londi here.
Yebo.
All right. Londi.
What's up?
How are you?
Yebo, Londi? Yebo. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Where are you from?
How are you, Londi?
I'm good. Ghost lady, how are you?
We're good. Where are you from?
I'm from Durban.
Hey.
But,
how's them tata lapo?
Yeah. No, I'm from Durban, but I'm based in Soweto right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where in Soweto?
Dube. Yeah.
Dube. Okay, cool. And then let me ask you something. Are you in a relationship at the moment? Are you dating someone?
I am seeing someone, I think.
And have you guys had a fight this lockdown?
It was just one time. There was just a communication breakdown and like, yeah.
What happened?
It wasn't like a big deal. I said something. I thought I was joking and he took offense to it. It was nothing major.
What did you say? His dick is small.
No. No, man. He sent me a joke. He sent me a joke on WhatsApp, and I don't know. I just didn't find it funny, and I was like, sick. And it's like, don't ever say that to me. I was like, okay, wait, hold up. It's just like, it's not that deep. And he just took offense. I don't see anything wrong with me saying that. I was like, okay, whatever.
Where is he from?
Huh?
Where is he from?
He's from here. He's from here.
No, I'm just saying, is he Zulu, Venda?
Yes, he's Zulu.
Tswana.
Yeah, then he's got a small dick. Well, it makes sense.
Oh, shut up. Not even, hey?
No, Zulu men are too sensitive, you know?
Yeah, that whole respect.
You should have
thing.
Responded with, oh, Baba, we are Shegisa.
I know the following day, you know what happened? The following day, when I greeted him, yes, Tarazelo, and I hey! Sort of.
Oh, you melted his heart.
Yeah, of course.
And have you seen him during this lockdown?
No. I'm scared. I know people can move around like Soweto, but I'm really, really scared. I'm just I'm not doing that.
And he's also in Soweto.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Hey, you guys, we should clap for you.
It hasn't been easy, bro.
For the fact that you are both in Soweto, I applaud you, Shem. No, but you need a horn.
We do. We spoke about it. We're like, I mean, we can move around. And I for some weird reason, we're like, actually, no, let's not do this. We better than this.
Aren't you scared he's going to be busy with other girls?
I don't care, but he's an adult, man. If he decides to do that, it's his prerogative. He's an adult. I can't be scared of such things. Also, I can't be mad at someone who made it. You're an adult. You sat down. You made a decision. Why must I be mad at you? Do whatever.
Yeah, true.
But I don't
think
I can go that long without seeing my girl, man. That's way too long.
Well, what can we say? We live on sending pictures now and send. Let me not continue.
Oh, so you send him nudes?
We live on that. No, hey, Nick G. Hey. That's
By the way, Ghost Lady, do you still send your husband right news? Along. Do you still send your husband news, Ghost Lady?
It's been a while.
You should, Ghost Lady. The tasteful ones, though, not you know, the tasteful kind.
But when I remember the last time I sent, you'll be like, okay, I'll see it later.
Ah. It blue ticks you.
That's I'm like,
How is lockdown treating you guys?
That question now, it's like, how's the weather? Same old.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
We're waiting for stage four. Let's see stage four. Maybe ask.
You haven't been drinking for how long, Max?
I'm going on my second week now, so I'm proud of myself. I think this lockdown was for me to stop drinking.
I'm freaking proud of myself. 5 weeks in, no single drop of alcohol.
So no alcohol, no dick. Yeah, no.
Hey, Joe. Hey, I'm gonna come out here a new person, Max G. Focus. Bigger pitch. Greater good, Baba.
You're even glowing.
Focus, Chief. I'm going to come out here a better person.
Oh, Lordy. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for calling through. Né?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lordy. Take care.
Bye.
Oh, man. She's a saint, eh? Hey, Ghost Lady.
No, sure.
She's strong.
Well, I don't know how I would cope.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
I actually was thinking about it. If I was single at this time, I know, Shem. I don't think.
Let's chat to Oscar. Oscar's next. Oscar!
Yes. Yes. How are you?
Inda, what are you?
Hello, Oscar. No.
Hey, how are you, Ghost Lady?
Hey, I am good, Oscar.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Oscar?
Happy Freedom Day, by the way.
Oh, yes. Happy Freedom Day.
Happy Freedom Day. Wow. There's no freedom, though.
There's no freedom when you're locked up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, even in my household now, there's no freedom in this house. Hey.
No, I'm from... You probably Zimauli, Tando.
Oh, and for Tando?
Originally. Yeah, originally. But now I reside in Rustenburg. I've been staying here for 5 years now. Yeah. That's
no.
Where
don't date a Rustenburg girl, man. Just an advice.
Don't you think that the advice is coming quite late now?
Yeah,
it's been 5 years, man.
So you've been in a relationship late. For 5 years.
No, I'm saying his advice is coming in late because I've been here for 5 years. So assuming that I wouldn't have dated here for 5 years, it would be.
How is the lockdown in Rustenburg?
You have a ton of traffic right now.
It's quite hectic. Eh? The soldiers and police on the roads. I stay in this side of Rustenburg, towards close to the N4 in Waterfall East. So I only go to the mall sometimes if I need to get food and everything. But I don't know how it is by the CBD. But I hear like inside the CBD, it's just business as usual. People just flocking in from townships and so on.
Yeah, I heard so, because a friend of mine who stays in Rustenburg was telling me that, you know, there's parties and it's just life as normal. Nothing has changed.
Parties.
Yeah, and they're selling us this for quite ridiculous prices.
What is that?
600. No, this is gin. What if it was 600? Connections.
Ha! Jeez, 600.
Yeah, bro.
You guys are in VIP, yeah. Most. In a club in VIP. I hope it came with that. It was brought with girls who were wearing just some sexy lingerie.
Oh, and lights.
And lights.
No,
and fire lights.
Yeah.
But how do you buy alcohol in the black market? Like, is there a website, their WhatsApp line? How do you get this?
You get it through connections. Probably if you, obviously you have friends who, I have friends around here who know people around. So I think guys from the townships are still really operating. They're taverns and beer stores. Well, but then I hope you won't post this because you're going to get me in trouble now.
Ah, it's too late, Oscar.
It's too late. We are live.
Oh, jeez.
And then do they deliver or do you have to pick up the alcohol?
Some, that's why it comes with the price. If they bring it to you, then you have to pay, obviously, for the transport. And it's risky for them. But then if you say meet them halfway, then they cut the price. And
so if you meet them halfway and there's cops involved, who goes to jail then?
The one who the cops finds with the alcohol.
So if they find you go to jail.
I had to go to jail because I'm not allowed to have alcohol in my car. But at least if it's in my house now, then I could have bought it before the lockdown. But then if I get unlucky and then get stopped on the side of the road and then they ask me, bro, where did you get that? Then I have to speak another language with them. Yeah,
hey, that gin must be worth
but
it.
Yeah, I couldn't wait for imagine a month without. No, I couldn't. I was this morning when I woke up then Twitter I saw like Michali and people were tweeting about Michali. This issue about I don't know if maybe if I get a woman perspective on the gap that is there between a guy and ladies. Say for instance, Meji, you are 30 or whatever. What is the what according to you, ghost lady, would you say is an acceptable age difference?
Well, what happened though? Why was Michali trending? What happened?
Michali, apparently, there's a guy who posted. Yeah, there's a guy. There's a guy. I can't remember his name. He posted a video of a lady, and then they say that lady is 15, and then the guy is 20. Mm-hmm. So people are saying that isn't that pedophilia, because she is a young girl. Obviously, she's less than 18.
She's underage. Yes.
She's underage, but then he is 20, yes. So the age difference is 5. So Michael is sort of was approved of that. He said, but then you guys look at your parents, for instance. Some of you, your parents have got age difference of 15, 20 at then. But then how? Yeah. Where do we draw the line? Like, do you say this is pedophilia? Does it only apply when, do you call it pedophilia when it's just the teens that are dating, or it's only pedophilia when someone who is way older gets involved?
I guess by law, you know, at the end of the day, it is pedophilia, you know, because you are literally sleeping with someone underage. That is underage by law. And, you know, but obviously, yeah. I think where the stress needs to happen is also in schools, and when kids are growing up, young girls and boys and themselves. And it must be something that is, then should be a much bigger awareness. I think in that field, a lot of people are very quiet about it. And I can imagine, if you think back, when I was in high school, I necessarily never dated older guys, but I knew of girls who were dating, let's say, guys, he's 23, he's what, it's very common, you know? And the 15-year-old is very happy that I don't like these boys. And, you know, already in that mindset. So it needs to be another whole campaign. And like, it needs to, this is illegal, it is wrong, it's something you can't even flaunt about, you know? Yeah, so.
But that has been happening for years. Like, young girls have been groomed for like years now.
Thank you. Yes, that's the thing. It has been happening way back.
I mean, you just look at our parents.
Look at the girls who date. Yeah.
That's what Michele was saying. But then, knowing Black Twitter, they were on a case. And she was saying, like, this thing has been happening. Like, those are your 16, 15 year old girls used to date guys who are safe first year in varsity, or do you call that pedophilia? Because they're basically the same age. But like you are saying, Goslade, I believe it also has to deal with the legality of it. If you are 18 and above, you just have to know that you can't go below that legal age.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So my thing becomes. So my thing then becomes, what is the way forward? Because I remember when I was in high school, when I was in grade 8, all the matrix were dating. Actually, no, all the grade 8 girls were dating matrix.
Matric boys, exactly. You know, so it's almost like there's an achievement to it for even young girls to get a guy who is much older. You know, and then obviously then much older is being, you know, late teens, early 20s, you know, that's now another subject. If it's way up, further, like 30s, no way. But even then, just because it was something that we saw, it happened, it doesn't mean it was saying it's his right. So that's why we need to go back, and like, it's something that needs to be really spoken and like spoken against of, you know, have the campaigns, like let's, at the schools, they must put in all the kids' minds that, listen, if you are dating someone who is over 18, you are, you know, you are putting yourself into trouble. And also, that person will also be into trouble.
Oscar, why are you asking us? Are you grooming someone?
Not at all.
Are you looking at a young one?
Then you're asking them. I wouldn't do that.
No, jokes, man. Jokes.
The difference between myself and my girlfriend, she's actually 5 years older than me, but then she's above 18. Well, way above 20. So, yeah. So, no, I wouldn't do that. Not, I don't know if I might have done it if I look back and. But I never thought of it in that legal way that I was actually, because when I was doing my first year, I was my girlfriend was in high school, and she was she was not 18 yet. So I don't know. Then I was a pedophile then. I don't know, but I had never thought of it that way. So I really sympathize with the guy. It never really clicked. And then when people started discussing it, then that's where you see that it's actually illegal if you think of it.
Yeah.
All right, Oscar, thank you so much for the call, bro.
Cheers.
Thank you so much, Oscar.
Well done, by the way. Cheers.
Well done on what?
On your channel, man. It's growing every day, stride by stride. We're getting there.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. One love.
Cheers.
All right, cool. I thought we got a video. I thought you were saying congratulations because we got a video that hit 1 million views or something.
Okay, so you're disappointed now.
All right, let's chat to Gilbert.
My brother.
Linda, what do you mean?
What do you want to Rina?
Ah, I can't tell you. I don't know, man. What guy want to see?
I'm in Cape Town. I'm
going to. Yeah, I'm locked down Cape Town now.
Ah, we have a strict.
Seriously? Anyway, I forgot Ghost Ladies. Hey, Enda, Ghost Lady.
No, I'm reading the subtitles. Don't worry. No, I see subtitles just rolling down here. It's okay.
No, I asked him how crazy Cape Town is. He said they're only allowed to go out once a week.
Yeah, once a week.
So how do they control it? How do they see that you have not gone out today?
I don't know. Is there a register? There's no register, but I think there's always people around, so they can see most of, this one is always out. This one is playing, so they see there are always soldiers and everyone around.
Are you?
You know what, Swansea? I've not seen a soldier ever since. I feel so deprived. Like, there's no so. I've not seen a soldier, guys.
What are you trying to say about Mnaga?
Yay! Give my men a load.
Are you in the suburbs or are you in the township?
In the suburbs.
Oh, so you're by the white people.
Yeah, so that's the problem.
But that camera looks like you in Google it too.
The angle.
It doesn't look HD. Show us outside there. That doesn't look HD, Chief.
I beg you.
Take a front view. Let's see outside. Let's see the suburb.
Area. No, let's go.
Show us a white person.
We are not outside. It's our people that is outside.
Okay. Oh.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Gilbert. All right. Sweet.
Thanks, Gilbert. Bye.
Oh, man. All right. Should we take one more?
Yeah, let's take one more.
Okay, let's take Boom. Let's see who is Boom. Gilbert is lying. Did you see? He looks like he's in the Mkuku there.
Ah, no.
All right.
No, in fact, the roof, I saw, tiles. What is it? That iron cast. That, what is it? Utayela.
All right, Boom. Okay, cool. While we wait for Boom, what else has been happening? You know, I'm not focused today on the show. Let me see what I wanted to talk about. Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about the Fergusons. What's going on with the Fergusons, man?
The Fergusons? You know that Dineo, I don't know, is it Dineo? Is her new surname now? She got married to Solo.
Oh, yeah. Langa. Mwikid.
So basically, she got fired. Yeah, she's out of The Queen.
Do you watch The Queen?
No, I don't. I used to watch The Queen. It used to be nice way back. You know when it started,
And then it just started like, I was like, but anyway, I'm not a fan of soul peace. I hate having to sit through something every day, you know?
And then what?
But nonetheless, big, yeah, so she got fired.
Was she a big character, like one of the stars on the show?
She played the daughter. She played the daughter, Kia. Yes, that's her name. Mm. Kia. She played the daughter of a Connie or Harriet. Mm. She's the lead actress there. So yeah, Connie Ferguson. And yeah, yep. So now she's fired. And you know, obviously there's a lot of people that have left the show or got fired and what are all these stories. But you know, for me, what I always say is that I think, have we put too much power and on all our hope on the Fergusons? Like now they have to carry the industry.
Mm.
You understand? Then are we going to be pissed every day? Oh, someone gets fired or someone is unhappy in their production. Why isn't there more productions out there? You understand?
But also it just seems like they're having a lot of casualties, because every time they're trending lately, it's always for someone getting fired, a big star, you know?
I would love to hear from their points, what is the issue? You know, if they actually spoke out and said, these are the difficulties and having to pay people, this is only how much we make, and at the end of the day, you know, like all that, because there's always two sides of a story.
But don't you think
the story is always one-sided?
Don't you think for them, because they've been talent, like mostly Connie, for example, has been talent all her life.
Yes.
Handle and deal with talent better than she is now.
But that's the thing, you know, it's easy to say that, like, just because I have been a cleaner, like I'll clean, but the day I have my own cleaning company, employ other cleaners, and now, because now there's another position you are in, you know. So yes, as much as I can be understanding and all of this, but the work needs to be done. And because of this is only what I'm receiving from this work, I can only pay you so much.
Yeah.
And this is a whole story that, no, they squander money and all of this. And okay, that's another story. But maybe they get a million and then they say, okay, all these actors we have, we can only spend 200K on them. Meaning each actor must get 10K, you know?
Mm.
I don't know. Mm. Until you get the whole picture, then yeah, we would know.
Where were you when you heard Kim Jong-un has died?
So is it really true, man?
Hey, I don't know. I'm confused because I saw it on TMZ first, but I was watching CNN last night and they were saying he's in good health. So I don't know what's going on.
Thank you. It's conflicting. Like, I saw it as it just started trending. Like, when was it? It was on Saturday, ne?
Mm.
When at first the news broke. Then it was like, wait. It seemed like no one was sure. So maybe they're hiding him. Or the Kibo Trump.
Okay,
but anyway, so I don't want any.
The Daily Express says Kim Jong-un shown in glass coffin, inducted funeral picture amid claims leader's dead. And then there's another one that says North Korean media publishes letter from Kim Jong-un to South Africa's president.
How?
Hey.
No, the story, I think, no. If he is, maybe they can't really say, or there's still some battles going on. Or maybe it's just alive, or maybe it's America. You know America? I told you guys. Let's not start with the conspiracy theories.
North Korean state media on Monday published a letter from the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, to South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, congratulating him on Freedom Day. CNN has no way of independently verifying the authenticity of the letter and has reported conflicting beliefs by various government officials on Kim's health condition in the past week. So no one knows.
No one knows. It's just all speculation. It's just a mystery. There's just a whole mystery around it. Like, no one knows. Until we see him talk on TV, let's just wait.
All right, cool. It's time for a new segment called Netflix and Chill on Podcast and Chill.
Oh. That sounds like you put in a lot of thought into that.
So I'm about to tell you what I'm watching on Netflix.
What is it about?
No, I noticed every week we're always talking about shows that we watch on Netflix. So this week I'm going to tell you what I've been watching. It's a movie called Jovicho. Proudly local. Fucking amazing. Have you seen it?
No. I saw it on... Yeah, I'm going to go back and check it out. Jovicho.
Yes, it stars the lead actress. Lead actor. He's a very famous guy. He does a lot of soapies. Warren Masemula.
Warren, yes. Actually, I tried watching it. You're right. Oh, that one. I just left it because it was just too much swearing. And my son was lingering around. So I stopped. So I actually have to go back and watch it. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. It's amazing. It's so dope. When I saw it, the first like 10, 15 minutes, it reminded me of Yuzu Yuzu, like the cinematography. I don't know, the color grading, how they shot it is very, it's so cool. And I was excited just to see a South African content on Netflix. So I was like, fuck, let me watch this. And I ended up clapping it the whole night.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so dope, man. I recommend people to check it out. But it's about like these dance crews.
Oh, okay.
Like Pantula dance crews in the hood. And they all have different struggles, like each character has different struggles. So each episode, they try and highlight what each character is going through. But ultimately, at the end, they're supposed to have this battle. And, you know, they're gearing up to the battle.
Oh!
Yeah, but it's dope. The way it's shot, the acting, like, fuck, it's phenomenal. And I'm just...
So it's a series. It's not a movie.
Yeah, series. Yes. Jovicho, yes, it's a series, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And you, Ghost Lady, what would you recommend? What have you been watching on Netflix?
Well, I did stumble upon some movies, but then I'd fall asleep and not finish. So I can't talk much about them. But there was this, like I mentioned it earlier, Too Hot to Handle. Basically,
yes.
Did you check it out? Did you ever watch it?
No. My woman's watching that. Or should I say my ex?
Oh, okay. You know what, I've heard this from you all the time. You know, when you guys will fight, you'll be like, you know what, I don't think I have a woman anymore. Next week, you know my woman. I'm like, oh, these two. So I'm never just touched by your fight. Yeah. It's how you guys tickle each other. it makes your relationship stronger. No, yeah. But anyway, Too Hot to Handle. What happens is these guys come into this house, right? So obviously it's these, they've been chosen and all, they just basically what they have in common, these people just like to have sex. So they've never been in any like committed relationship. It's only just about sex, only to find out, and this, it's hot guys, right? Hot guys and girls. And then jiggy, they are told what the rules is, that there's no touching, no sex. They actually must form like proper solid relations inside there. So it's like, it becomes, when you start seeing people having to remove the whole, just it's all in about sex and having to talk and gauge, that was cute.
Oh wow.
And then you see who falls in love at the end. Yeah,
so it's kind of like what's that show where they match two people together based on and you must go in, they go in the house and you must find who your match is. The perfect match?
Yeah, there was another. Yeah, I think Love is Blind was that. But this one is almost like in reverse. So no, it's like, man, you'll match not yourself.
Not Love is Blind. It was on MTV. The Perfect Match. It's like they get these strangers and...
Oh, Perfect Match. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I know that one. I think it's Perfect Match.
Perfect Match. No, let me just check.
Are you the one?
Are you the one? Yeah.
The one. Yes. Yes.
Oh, so it sounds like Are You the One, but with the twist.
Yes. Mm. But yes, it's got a big twist. Mm. And then they can't touch because you're going to lose money. There's money. And every time someone kisses or touches, the money is like deducted. So it's so funny.
Cool.
Oh, man. So it's actually so cute.
Is that the show couples should watch, ne?
Yeah, or anyone for that matter. It just brings another perspective in love, and actually seeing a people who literally never believed in love, and all they just want is to fuck. That's it, you know. And then now they have to literally just have to say, okay, what's your name? What's your favorite color? And like, you know, yeah. Go on a date, and then just try to find
Love.
All right, cool. Coast Lady, yeah, man, thank you so much, man. It's been another awesome episode. What you going to do now after when I drop? What are you going to be up to?
You know what I did just before we recorded? I went to pick some mealies in the garden. So there's a nice pot bubbling with mealies. So I'm just going to eat lovely mealies for dinner.
Is that you? I can smell them from here.
Yes.
I can smell them, bro.
And it's from my garden. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow. Must be nice. That's how the 1%
yeah,
lives.
So. Oh, wow. The 1% eating mealies from their garden. That just sounds like a fun... That village 1%.
Is Susan Loma your neighbor?
Hey. I don't have that land. That's the problem.
Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you want to become a member, you cannot become a member of Podcast and Chill. Just click join and you can get access to all the perks of being a member, like getting early access to all our videos behind the scenes. Mm. You can have a live chat with the Ghost Lady if you want to. You know, so there's cool stuff. Yeah, this, you can have discount on merchandise. So there's cool stuff that you can check out. Because last week when we dropped Sammy Sosa, if you're a member, you would have checked it the day before we dropped it out. So those are some of the cool stuff that you can do to become a member.
Okay.
What did you think of the Sammy Sosa interview? People loved it, man. I got so much good feedback.
You know what? In my head, Sammy Sosa is my friend. I literally undermined you. I know last week, me and Lynn were like, oh, okay. And then you're literally there trying to convince us that it was an amazing interview. And we really were like, ah, so bon appétit. But I was blown away. Like, damn.
And she was so scared.
She has a story,
like,
and a half.
Before I put it up, she was texting me every day like, yo, how is it? I'm scared. What are people going to say? I'm like, yo, dude, I know my chillers. They just want authenticity. They just want realness.
Exactly.
And that's what you were about. So they're going to love it. Trust me.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh, no. The day I ever see her, I will hug her like a friend.
All right, Ghost Lady, send me some millies. I love you long time, and let's chat next week. All right.
Take care, Lakeeks, and go and apologize to your girl.
I must apologize for doing what? Why must I always apologize? What did
just
I do?
Just go and apologize. Just go and apologize. Please, just go and apologize. That's it. And you'll be happy.
At this
and
rate,
then you can
I'll
even watch Too Hot to Handle together, okay?
At this rate, I'll be on Too Hot to Handle SA.
And are you the one, SA?
Yeah, Zonke.
Zonke. Whatever they bring, you are there.
I'm there. The bachelor, I'm there. Bachelorette, I'm there.
Oh, useless. Go and apologize.
Sharp.
Okay, bye-bye.
Podcast and Chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
For more information, visit www.workbox.co.za.